what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is from the newsroom. Lee, good morning.
Here I am. G'day, mate.
I tell you what, aren't you glad I turned the air conditioning up just a little yesterday?
Oh, I was thrilled.
It is freezing out there.
My hands get cold every day just typing away on that keyboard. It's pretty rough, but a couple of degrees does help, definitely.
I know. Now, as an old bloke, you probably say, stop talking about the days gone by, Strawn, but when I had my milk run, I was so glad that Michael Jackson, right, was at the peak of his fame back in 1980, right, when I had my milk run, because he used to wear those gloves, right, with the fingers cut out, right, so I could get them anywhere. And if you were back in those days trying to handle change when it's really cold, you wanted your hands to be warm, but you needed to feel like the 1 and 2 cent pieces.
Yep.
Now you're laughing because you don't know what they are. Do you know what I mean? And it was was okay because you had like a leather sort of apron thing with your 5 2s and 1s on one side.
Yeah,
and your
10s,
20s and 50s.
Oh, those were the days. Those were cards, eh?
Imagine being a milk go and people swiping. I don't know. Come on, really. But I was very glad that Michael Jackson was popular because you could get those gloves anywhere.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Well, that's the way.
Get out of the past, Strawn. What are the papers saying today, Lee?
Today in the Daily Telegraph, the headline there is Down and Out in Paris and Canberra, in brackets. Toxic brawl looms as PM plans to make emissions target law. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will today vow to lock in as a law climate change emissions reduction target of 26%, sparking a rebellion among colleagues who want him to focus on lowering household bills instead of legislating a tax on electricity. As well as that, games up, crooks. Global tech giants, including Apple and Google, will be forced to hand over GPS data from mobile phones to help police track and catch terrorists and child sex offenders. Not a bad idea there. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, new security laws target tech giants. The Turnbull government will pressure tech giants, including Apple and Facebook, to do more to stop terror suspects and criminals, using new powers to force the disclosure of sensitive information in a major new test of digital privacy, following on, of course, from that Telegraph story. And stretched coronial system failing the state. Former Deputy New South Wales Coroner Hugh Dillon has called for a major shake-up of the state's coronial system, warning that the current structure was a recipe for mediocre service and that local court magistrates received minimal training before presiding over inquests. And, of course, there is a quite poignant photo on the front page as well there. Sydney threatened by vast dust storms, quite interestingly. Dust storms that sandblasted parts of drought-stricken New South Wales last week are now stirring again, with warm, windy weather forecast.
All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. Now, locally with you, you broke this story yesterday afternoon when it came out. Lee's just going to read the facts because he's a newsreader, but I know people are just going to be starting to grip the steering wheel very, very intensely. Way you go, champion.
Yes, indeed. I hope no one's had a drink before driving this morning, because a Port Macquarie man has been stopped by police on the same stretch of road in the same car and twice charged with high-range drink driving. The first incident was indeed on Sunday morning, and then the second Sunday afternoon on the Pacific Highway near Taree. The 40-year-old man had his keys confiscated the second time, quite wisely, and was charged with driving while disqualified also. He's now being granted conditional bail and is expected to face the Taree local court on August 28th.
All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. Further details coming up with the sport as well. Of course, we had some great surfing at the weekend, and the Taree Cup, $80,000. Wouldn't it be great to win that coming up on Sunday? But even better, this segment is brought to you by Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies. Lee, we've got to get organised here. We'll see if Aideen can sort of get our rabble, that is our staff, in order here. $100 million in the Powerball.
You wouldn't believe it.
A family
from near where I came from actually won $35 million the other day.
Did they really?
I know the family.
Can you find a link to that family? Can you find a link by somewhere? How many generations do you have to go back? Eventually it gets back to Adam and Eve. Can't you prove a link?
Yeah. Oh, it'd be good. Hey, I'm sure there's something somewhere.
All right. We better get our syndicate organised. For Chris and Fee, more tomorrow. And Lee is toddling off back to his little newsroom.